So Mr. Robert Sayer, how old are you?
I'm 18.
He's 18. Straight from China?
Yeah, sure.
Straight from China. I got a funny story about Bob here before we get started. A couple of weeks ago, I was working late here, and we were working on some stuff, and I went home, and Bob Ace was at my house because me and Ben were here working on something, and they live together, so he was waiting for his ride home. Why is this funny? I haven't even told the funny part yet. Okay, you're laughing, so I'll just finish. I got home, and, you know, it's really late, probably like 2 in the morning or something, and we were working really late, and I get home, and he's just asleep on the couch, you know, and we're like, Bobby, Ben's here to take you home, and he just doesn't move, you know, and so he stays there, and we're like, Bobby, Ben's here to take you home, and he just sits there, and so me, Michael, and Mark are just like, what do we do, you know? We're like, Bobby, Ben's here to take you home, and he's just like that, and so we're like clapping our hands, and Bobby, Ben's here to take you home, and he like opens his eyes, he like looks at us, and he goes, okay, and then he just sits there with his eyes open. And I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, what's the deal here? This guy's fresh from China. He's got some Chinese fever or something. He's, like, lost his mind. And he's just sitting there, like zoning out, like totally gone. We're like, you know, Bob, Ben's here to take you home. And he just sits there with his eyes open. It's like, yeah. All right, cool, man. And so we, like, go in the kitchen, and we're like, what's the deal with this guy? What do we do, you know? Like, do we pick him up? Do we, like, put him in a wheelbarrow? I mean, how do we do this? And then the next thing I know, he just gets up and walks out the door. And we're like, okay, well, I guess we'll see him tomorrow. And I guess you're kind of like sleepwalking or something like that. So anyway, that's my story with Mr. Bob Ace, and that was fun. So if he blanks out tonight, I'll run up and grab the mic, but you're not sleepwalking right now, are you? Okay, he's awake. He's good. So let's listen up to what he has to say. I saw his notes. They're really awesome. What he's got to say is just like killer. And all right, you ready? Okay, Lord bless Bob in Jesus' name. Here you go. Here's the microphone.
Thank you, Matt Bell. Matt, he's a great guy. We all love Matt, don't we? Anyways. Yeah, so I've been in this church pretty much all my life since I was born, like a lot of people in here. So I feel like I know this place. I haven't really got to speak in here yet, really, just kind of like whatever. But yeah, so I'm pretty excited to be up here. Thanks for giving me that opportunity, Matthew. Anyways, so I lived in China about 2 years ago I moved. So I was there for about a year and a half, and I saw some pretty interesting stuff. But the thing that stood out the most about China is that it's a really dark country. Everything about it is dark. The way people behave, their ideas, the way they think, the way the government, just everything is very dark. So there's this one story, our translator. She translates for us. So, yeah. She has this shelf in her house. It's like filled with idols. Buddha. We already heard about Buddha tonight. He's not a good guy. So Buddha, she has this Buddha. And every time she goes in their house, her parents make her bow down to it. So that was something when she was translating for us, that was something that we really tried to get her to stop doing. Because she didn't even really like Buddha or whatever. She was just doing it because her parents were doing it. So we told her that bowing down to those idols were not good. It wasn't safe. That darkness, it's not good. So what happened is she got saved. And she went to her parents. She told her parents that she didn't want the idols in the house. And so we spoke to their family about it. They end up getting rid of the idols, taken them out. And what happens when you take out darkness is that good things happen. Now her mother is saved and baptized. Now her father and brother are also very interested. So, you know, that's current stuff going on in Chinatown right now. So, what we learn is darkness, when we get rid of it, good things happen, right? Yeah. Light it up. That's right. Okay. 1 John 5:21. You can turn to your Bible if you want. If not, I'm just going to read through these because there's a lot of just random stuff. Not random. It means something, but. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Now, you might not have Buddha hanging around your house. Maybe you do. But what is a God to you? What are you treating as a God? Is it your computer, you know, your TV? Is it, maybe it's Robert Ory. Maybe he's a cool guy and you look up to him. I don't. But anyways, the Spurs can be an idol to you. I mean, if you, Sunday night, this guy was saying how he was going to watch the Spurs game before, you know, reading his Bible. And I was like, what's up with that? I mean, are we going to put God first or not? We got to put him first in every area of our life. We can't put other things in front of him, no matter how important they may seem. The Spurs are pretty important, but I think God's more important, right? So, let's just let God work in us. Let him show you, convict you, what you're putting him first before him. Because we can't light it up unless we get rid of the darkness in us. And the darkness is anything we put before God, stuff like that. Romans 13:12, the night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So don't live in darkness. Get rid of your evil deeds. Shed them like dirty clothes. Clothe yourselves with the armor of right living as those who live in the light. So we can't do wrong things either. Who wants to do wrong things and get in trouble? Anyone? No, because it's not a good thing, right? Because it gets us in trouble, it messes up our relationships, everything like that. And it doesn't let us shine for Jesus when we're doing wrong things. So we just need to ask God to forgive us and just realize that he can help us in any way. And a key verse here I want you guys to really focus in on is 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's a pretty famous verse, but we need to think about it. What are we living as a separate people, or are we doing everything the world's doing? Are we going out, getting drunk at night, you know? I don't know what you guys are doing at Chili's, but I'm getting iced tea. I hope you guys aren't getting anything too strong, you know, stuff shouldn't be doing. But we can't do what the world's doing. We can't lie to our parents. We can't go behind their back. We have to obey them and do what God wants us to do. So we can't live like the world. We can't take part in the darkness the world does. You know, it might sound fun, but when you mess with darkness, bad things happen. Darkness is not something you want to mess with. It can mess up everything. Darkness has invaded it so much that everything is secular. Just the kids, the parents, they give their kids books that teach their kids to lie. Just crazy stuff like that because the system's been so messed up because they don't have God, they don't have the light of God, and it's all darkness. So we need to get rid of the darkness, right? Right. So once we've gotten rid of all those bad things, get those out of the way, the next thing we need to do is live in the light. We need to live in an environment of light. We need to have good things around us, an atmosphere that reflects, you know, the light of God. We need to just, you know, put on good music in your house, just let God flow through you in your house, good environment, just good friends, everything. Psalm 101, verse 3 and 4. I will refuse to look at anything vile and vulgar. I hate all crooked dealings. I will have nothing to do with them. I will reject perverse ideas and stay away from evil. So if we want to stay away from evil, one way we can do that with going straight to the source is reading the Bible, right? It's a good book. Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path. If you have things bothering you in your life, you've gone through situations that you don't think you can get through, you don't know the answers to, go to the Bible. The Bible has the answers. Even if you think it doesn't, it does. It has the answer to every situation, every problem, every circumstance. So if you don't know where to start reading in the Bible, just go to the proverb of the day or something, you know? Just go. Psalms is a good book to just read and get encouraged and lifted up. Another way we can light ourselves up, light our environment up, is praying. A lot of times we look at praying as secondary. It's not important. Other people will do it for us. It's not our responsibility. I'll just pass it off to the next person. But we need to do it ourselves. When Jesus was praying in Gethsemane, the garden, while the disciples, they were there praying, it was right before Jesus was captured, turned over by Judas, right before he died on the cross. They were praying in Gethsemane. In Mark 14:38, he's telling his disciples, "Keep alert and pray. Otherwise, temptation will overpower you. For though the spirit is willing enough, the body is weak." We have to be alert. We can't get lazy. We have to realize that there's an enemy we're fighting, and we have to let the light of God flow through us and always be alert. Don't be lazy. Don't think you don't have to pray, that you're a strong Christian. Don't think that you're an invincible Christian. You know, you can never, nothing bad can ever happen to you. Just know that you need to pray. You need to ask God to deliver you from temptation and help God. God will help you fight through it if you pray. He'll do it every time. So, right there. Once we get rid of darkness, live in the light, the next thing we need to do is think right. Now, what does that mean? Think right. What do we need to be thinking about? Well, Paul says in Philippians 4:8, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing as I close this letter. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise." So what we need to think about to get dark thoughts and get light thoughts in our brain is we need to just think good thoughts. Don't think about your bad circumstances, what's going wrong. Think about what's going right. Think about how God's helping you. God's helping you get through situations. And just don't. Just be alert and pray. Because all of us, just think right thoughts. Don't get down. Don't get discouraged. Don't feel sorry for yourself, you know, if things are going bad. Just lift yourself up. Read an encouraging verse, you know. And I'm going to have Devin Manns come up and read a verse. Devin? He didn't ask me to let him read a verse. I'm just randomly calling him up. Come on, Devin. Yeah.
May the Lord's words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Thanks, Devin. So what we're thinking needs to be pleasing the Lord and needs to be pleasing Him. If you're thinking thoughts and you're saying, "Is this pleasing God? Is this what God would want me to think?" Just ask yourself that, and every time you'll get the right answer. Yeah, God would want me to. No, He wouldn't. Just get good thoughts pumping through your head. You know, if you've had a bad day, just don't worry about it. Think good thoughts. Don't concentrate on what's going wrong. Because what you're thinking reflects on your outside. It reflects the light that's shining out. and that will affect our witness to others and all that stuff. We want to be a light that shines. We don't want anything to put out our light, and we don't want darkness to come through. So once we get rid of darkness, we live in the light, we think right, the next and last thing we need to do is shine bright. We need to shine bright for God. We need to realize that everywhere we go, we are lights. We are lights that shine to our neighbors, to the guy. You know, we probably think he's not looking when we have to take out the trash, but what's our look on our face? You know, your neighbor knows you're Christian. How are you acting when you do stuff like that? We need to follow God and just let him shine through us. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For though your hearts were once full of darkness, now you are full of light from the Lord, and your behavior should show it." So if we're full of light from the Lord, our behavior should show it. Everything we do should be pleasing to the Lord. It should be a light that's coming out of us that people can see, a look on our face when we're walking through the mall and there's a guy who, you know, he's had a bad day and he's seeing you and you're smiling and he's going, what's different about you? You know, why is he so happy? What is he doing right? What's his deal? What is he doing? So we need to shine so people can see us and see what good God has done for us. Romans 12:1, be a living sacrifice in every area of your life. It must be your lifestyle, not just when you are at church. So when you're at church, it's easy, you know, to say, hey, God's cool, Jesus rocks, stuff like that. But when we leave this building, when we go, you know, when we go out to eat after church, if you're going to Chili's or something, how are you acting, you know? Are you acting rude to the waitress, you know? Are you asking for her phone number, right? Are you asking for her phone number right after you pray? I mean, what kind of a witness is that? We need to shine for God in every way. Right, yeah. Chili's, it's a good place to shine for God, or wherever you go. If you go to, what's that, Mama Margie's? Yeah, it's a pretty good place. And sometimes Cafe Alamo, Alamo Cafe. So up the hill, we at school here, we always go up to Los Palapas. How many like Los Palapas? Yeah. It's like my favorite place probably in all of San Antonio, the world, China. It's my favorite place. So we go there a lot, like during basketball season, like all the guys would go up there. All the guys would go up there to eat right before the game because bean and cheese tacos are real good before a game. So we're eating there, and every time we're there, you know, we pray, we have a good time, we laugh, we fellowship with each other. We have a little fun with the waiters, good fun. We don't, like, treat them bad or anything. And so, like, they're always the waiters, waitresses, workers, managers at Los Palapas, they're always complimenting the school students on how well their behavior is. That's shining. That's being a light to your neighbors, to your just people you meet on the street, restaurants. We need to realize that there are people watching us. We need to shine for God. We cannot be like the world. I'm going to read Matthew 5:13-16. You can open your Bibles for those who brought them. How many brought your Bibles? There's a lot of people. Okay. Matthew 5:13-16. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it useful again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain glowing in the night for all to see. Don't hide your light under a basket. Instead, put it on a stand and let it shine for all. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. When we shine out, people are going to praise our Heavenly Father. How many want to bring people to Jesus, want people to see the God and what he's done for you, what he's given you, how he's blessed you, how he's touched your life and changed it forever? We want to let people know. So we need to shine for God. We need to let our light shine from us. And the key verse in that passage, the one that really spoke to me, I felt God wanted me to share with you was Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain, glowing in the night for all to see. We are light in this dark world. We are the only lights to the only way of salvation, the only way to the true God. We are the only way these people have a ticket out of this hell. We're the only ones that can touch them. We're the only ones that can change them. If we don't shine for God, if we don't do something about it, they're not going to be in heaven. They're going to go to hell, you know, and they won't be able to praise Jesus. They won't be able to ever realize what a great God he is, what he's done for them, how he's died on the cross and touched their lives. So we have to be shine. We have to shine for Jesus. We have to shine bright for Jesus. We can't be ashamed. We can't let darkness overtake this world. We must be lights to go into our neighborhood, touch other people, and make them lights, and just spread the light across this nation, you know, across this country, across this world, to China, every part of this earth. So my challenge to you tonight in closing is just to go out and be a light, make a difference in this world. Don't be the same. Shine bright for God, and just let God use you and let him speak through you and let him use you as a light to light up this dark world. So that's all tonight. I'm going to pray in closing, if that's all right, Matt. So let's bow our heads and stuff like that. Dear God, thank you for this night. Thank you that you've given us life, that you've given us light within us. Pray that you let us not get down, not to discourage, just light us up, light up our spirit, our heart, our minds, our thinking, the way we live, the way we walk, the look that we have. Just light us up, God. Help us not to be the same. Help us not to be dark. Help us to light up this world, change this world. As we go out tonight, just help us to light it up for you, and help everyone to realize that you are the King. Just thank you, God, for letting us be your lights and letting us light up this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Bob. That was fantastic. Senior month is now over, because if I let everybody else come, I'm going to be out of a job, because he did such a great job. Okay, that's a joke about the senior month being over, but he really did it. I'm going to start that over. Just give me a second. Just bear with me. Yeah, let's give it up for Bob Ace. That was great. Great job there. Senior month is continuing next week with Benjamin Gongra. Everybody stand up, Ben. That's the man who's going to be bringing us the word. I don't know what that is, but cool. Yeah, man. Whatever. So, thank you, Bob. That was great. I actually got booed off the stage tonight, which was crazy. Never had that happen before. Can we put the 4 points back up there? Not that. Yeah, that's what I want. Okay, so number one was enumero dos. Number four. And number three, you know what I thought was really cool was that the last two rhyme. It's think right and shine bright. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Well, the last two rhyme, that's for sure. So that's really cool. I thought I was very convicted, you know, when he was talking about Chili's and, you know, harassing the waitresses and the waiters and asking for their phone numbers. I don't do that, but, you know, I've thought about it. And that goes under think right. You know, shouldn't be thinking about those kinds of things. All right, cool. So shifting gears here, going into, like, fourth gear. Bob read us this verse, Matthew 5:16. But I wanted to kind of put that up there again for you. And here it comes. It says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And that's like excelente, and that's great. And so a way that we're doing this, coming right up, around the corners, we're getting involved in our community and we're getting involved in Relay for Life. And this is a way that we're letting our light shine before men, okay? So I'm going to ask Miss Melody Romo to come to the stage right now, and she's going to be talking about a little bit more about this Relay for Life stuff. Everybody give her a big hand. Should I interview again this time, or... Okay. Oh. Okay.
So Matt did this really cool thing, and he talked to his friend Joey Lechner, who works at HEB, and he got us, he got him to make these dog tags, and they're purple stars, which is really cool, because that's the Relay for Life thing. It's a purple star, and they say, pray for Courtney, and then it has a cancer thing on the back. So we're selling these to raise money, and they're $5 each. So if everybody could buy one, that would be so awesome. And wear it, like, every day and the night of. You can buy more than one. Yeah, yeah. And also, don't forget, and please still buy a bag. And please still buy a bag, because I want a lot of them out there for Courtney lit up. So don't buy one of those and one of these, and it'll be awesome. And just remember to pray for Courtney every single day, because she battles cancer every single day. And pray for her family. And I really am excited about this. We have a special performance for y'all. Nathan Walker and Matt Bell are going to be playing an acoustic set that night.
I'm actually going to be doing an interpretive dance to Nathan's songs. So it's like, I could never take my eyes off you. Yeah, whatever.
Anyways, they're going on at around like 7:45-ish. And that should be really cool, because there's going to be a lot of people there. So that's one thing to look forward to. And I went to the meeting on last night, bank night. And I talked with Carrie King, who's the lady that's over this event. And she's excited. And y'all should get excited. Who's coming? Who's going to come? And you know what? Invite your friends. Like, invite everybody out to this, because it's going to be great. And you know, doing community service can really get you pumped and excited, serving people, serving our community, and doing something that's good, lighting up the city. You know, so let's do it. And bye.
All right. Thank you, Melody. Okay. Do you have any more info? You good? Okay. So there's three ways that we can raise money. One, we can just give, number one. Number two is we can buy these luminaries, and they are just bags, but we decorate them, and they are $5 a piece, okay? And the third way is we can buy these little necklaces. You don't have to wear them, you know, if you don't, like, ooh, this isn't cool or whatever, you don't have to wear them, but you can hang them up on your, you know, rearview mirror, and it'll remind you to pray for Courtney, because it does say pray for Courtney on it. And so that's three ways that we can get involved in supporting our community and the fight against cancer. And I think it's really important that we do get involved in this, because we do have a girl in our youth group who has been very affected. And you can go. That's number four. You guys have a great night, and we'll see you next week. Amen. And everybody give Bob Sayer a big hand. Give him a high five.